Welcome back to the Coffee Hour. I'm Andy Bates.
I'm Sarah Golseth.
And in this segment, we get to talk with Mike Fisher, Senior Gift Planning Advocate with LCMS Mission Advancement. Mike, welcome to the Coffee Hour.
Thank you. Good to be here.
It is fun to get to be in studio, and we're doing live. Last time, we got to sit in the podcast studio and record, which is kind of fun. Mm-hmm. Today, so much more energy in the studio with it being live, isn't it? All the phones ringing. It's kind of exciting to be here. So tell us a little bit about your role and what you get to do as a Senior Gift Planning Advocate with LCMS Mission Advancement.
Well, a couple of years ago, the LCMS determined that to better serve the people that give and support financially Synod's work in all its various facets, to help the people that do that to consider leaving one last gift out of their estate to the kingdom, as well as also looking at a lot of the assets and the blessings that they have been given during their life that they may wish to use during their life to support various aspects of ministry. So we have worked on gift planning and planned giving, if you will, in the area of supportive ministry.
So Mission Advancement's guiding theme is blessed to be a blessing. So what does this mean for KFUO listeners?
Well, when Paul writes in 2 Corinthians 8 and 9, he talks to the Corinthian church about how they have been blessed and how they should, in response to the gospel, use their blessings to be a blessing to the kingdom. So we kind of pretty much took that theme from Paul and have used that as our focus for helping people to think about remembering the kingdom with all the blessings they have been given. It can be temporal blessings. It can be spiritual blessings. In fact, in my latest e-newsletter blast coming out tomorrow, we are talking about a blessing of faith. And I was reminded of that with a dear friend having passed away. And one of the blessings he gave in his memorial service was that witness of his faith. And that is a legacy that people can also consider besides the gifts financially that God has given them.
And what does this mean, what you've shared with us, what does this mean for KFUO listeners and how they might be able to make a gift, a lasting gift?
Well, I'm struck that this is a special year for KFUO, celebrating 100 years of ministry. And the word being communicated out to the world, to the public. And the listeners who, during this share-a-thon period of time, are supporting this great work, they may be encouraged by the Spirit to consider, how else might I be able to help this ministry continue for the next 100 years? And in that sense, too, we would be happy and willing to meet with people to get their aspect or their view of what God has given them in place and look at options that they may look and use for supporting not only family or remembering family, but also this great ministry that KFUO provides the church.
What kinds of gifts is Mission Advancement able to help with the immediate gifts, but also the future gifts?
Not to get into the weeds too much.
Sure, yeah.
but what I'd like to What I'd like to maybe focus or identify is we use two terms, gift planning, which is a whole process of looking at God's blessings and how they can best be used. And within that framework of gift planning, we have planned gifts. And planned gifts are usually focused on non-cash gifts. So I would assume that during the share-a-thon that KFUO has, that many of the listeners are giving out of cash. But there are studies out there that show that cash is a very small part of all the blessings God has given people. And so we encourage people to look at those other blessings too, non-cash, that can help continue and further the ministry of KFUO. So non-cash gifts can be such as a QCD, which is a qualified charitable distribution from an IRA. It can be a donor advised fund. It can be gifts of stock. I've just recently worked with a farmer who has given corn as a gift. So all those non-cash type of gifts could be considered. And what we try to do is broaden the viewpoint of God's people to see all that God has given that could be used.
With just about a minute left, how can listeners reach out to you to learn more about this opportunity to give?
Great question. I think what we probably need to do is give the number for Mary and her department at KFUO, and she can answer some questions, and those that she would desire to bring me into the mix, I'd be happy to do. The number that could be called would be area code 314-996-1518. That's 314-996-1518. Or you could reach out via email with kfuo.org/donate.
Certainly, certainly. Mike, thank you so much for spending some time with us during Share-a-thon today. It's been great to catch up with you again, and thanks for being our guest.
My pleasure. Blessings.
Thank you, Mike. Mike Fisher, Senior Gift Planning Advocate with LCMS Mission Advancement. We have an update on Share-a-thon in just a moment. You've been listening to The Coffee Hour. I'm Eddie Bates.
I'm Sarah Golseth.
Coffee Hour with Andy and Sarah is a production of KFUO. To support the Coffee Hour and KFUO Radio, visit KFUO.org. You can also text KFUO to 41444 or send an email to gifts@KFUO.org. And you can call us at 800-844-0524. KFUO. Christ for you, anytime, anywhere.